Parshas Vayero really begins in the middle of a conversation. Then the Parshas Shmois, Moshe Rabbeinu comes back to the Rebbeinu Shalom. Vayoshev Moshe al Hashem vayirmar, Hashem lo meriris lo mazeh lo mazeh shalachtoni. Vayoz basi al parah ladabir bishmecho, hira lo mazeh, matzeh lo yitaltas hamecho. How come you sent me? Since I came to Pari, not only was he not Shirleach Klal Yisrael Chofshi, he also didn't save Klal. It got worse since then. Vayomer Hashem al Moshe. Hashem says to Moshe Rabbeinu, Ata tiras asheres al Pari. Yor chazok yishalchem, yor chazok yigarshem yaratzim. And then it continues. Vayidaber likim al Moshe. Vayomer lo vani Hashem. Rashi says, Dibir tei mishpat. That's lashon vayidaber. Vayomer lo vani Hashem. So it's interesting that last week's parsha ends off Vayomer Hashem, a lashon of, it's not a lashon of Dibur Koshris. The last pasuk is Vayomer Hashem. Then it switches the first pasuk in this week's parsha, Vayidaber, and then it goes to Vayomer Elav Ani Hashem once again. So it says Vayomer, Vayidaber, Vayomer. Got an interesting thing, just totally parenthetical, but it's interesting. Nekuda. The very last pasuk in last week's parsha, which starts off Vayomer Hashem El Moshe at the Sira, It's a new chapter. It's a new perek. It starts perek vav. Right before the last pasuk starts a new perek. So I heard many years ago from Mordechai Kamenetsky, a grandson of Yaakov. He said when he was a little boy, it bothered him. Why is the end of the parsha starting one pasuk before the end of the parsha? It starts with a new perek. So he went to go ask his grandfather. Zaidi, yes, Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky. He says, what's the pshat that they started a new parak one pasuk before the end of the parasha? So he said that really the prakim are not made up by Yidin. Kapitloch and Tehillim, it's interesting. It's a little bit of a oxymoron. It's backwards a little bit. That in Tehillim we call kapitloch, even though it's Besamit's prakim that were made up by David HaMelech. And in the Torah we call it prakim, even though it's really kapitloch, because it was made up by Goyim. But it's chapters, he said, they're made up by King James or whoever made up the... A guy made it up, so Mamela. Kitzer, he said, okay. He ran away, skipped away, and that was it. Yaakov calls him back. He says, and what do you think? The guy didn't realize this was the end of Pasha? Why didn't the guy wait till the end of the Pasha? So he says, I'll tell you the difference. Because the guy doesn't have Chazal, he doesn't have Rashi. He says, the guy understood that now it's becoming Moshe Rabbeinu comes to Rivai Nishalelem, and he complains, Why Rebbeinu Shalom? Why did you do this? Now, HaKadosh Baruch Hu starts, says the guy. Here starts the whole Geula. You're going to see, don't worry about it, and it starts the whole Geula, all the Makkos. But if you look at Rashi says something totally different. Rashi says, Ata Sira, Ata with an Ayin, Ata. Now you're going to see. Here, Haratal Midoitzai, Leka Avram Shomer Loi, Kibitri Karda Chazaro. Because you're Maharach HaMidaisai, you're only going to see what I'm doing now, the Geula that's going to happen now. But you're not going to be able to see the Yeshua of the Yerusha of Eretz Canaan, Eretz Yisrael. So it was a direct answer to the question that Moshe Rabbeinu, to the complaint that Moshe Rabbeinu had. And now the new parsha starts with something else. But Be'etzim, it's a Hemshech of before him, it's not the beginning of a new chapter. Anyhow, but it is in the middle of the conversation. And it starts off, Vayomer, Vayidaber, Vayomer Hashem Moshe. This week's parasha says, Vayidaber Lekim Moshe, Vayomer Elav Ani Hashem. So I heard, Meshim Rivera Gershenfeld, also many years ago, that somebody was learning in his yeshiva mentioned this to me. He says a beautiful pshat. He says that, Vayidaber Lekim Moshe, Rashi says, Dibur Yitur Mishpat, Al Shehikshel Daber. He is Dibur Mishpat, that's the lashon of Vayidaber. He says that any time that you want to, the limud for us, he says, is that any time they want to give toichacha to somebody, it should always be padded on both sides with a vayomer and a vayomer. The vayomer is the lashon of rako. Vayidaber is the lashon kashris. First vayomer Hashem al Moshe. Then starts vayidaber, vayomer elav ani Hashem. Any time they want to give toichacha to somebody, to say, it has to be padded. First of all, you're such an asset to the team, you're such a great chavrusa, you're such a vachulu. It would be even better if we'd be able to start on time. We'd be able to accomplish so much because I enjoy learning with you so much. The beginning starts with a compliment, the end with a compliment, and in the middle, you could put in the Vidaber Dibur Yitur Kashris. This is something which is Negea too, certainly with a Chavrusa, something with this, how the more so with a spouse, with children, with friends, with colleagues, with employees, whoever it is that you have to deal with. That's always people. No one likes to get Torah Chacham. No one. No one likes to hear it. Everybody likes to get a pat on the back, and no one likes to hear Torah Chacham. Even though it's I shouldn't. It's one of the midos of Kinyan HaTorah. But most people, it's hard for them. So much easier to take the medicine when there's a spoonful of sugar to help it go down. When there's the sugar in the beginning, the sugar in the end. Sometimes a person has to speak and he has to know how to do it. Sometimes you have to be medaber kashrus, but it has to be with chokhmah. And it's tried and true that when it's done like this, taka has. I wasn't sure. Sometimes there's topics to be discussed, and maybe you should discuss them. Maybe you shouldn't discuss them. Difficult topics. I had an interesting story today. I was looking for Binyamin Finkel to ask him, should I discuss a difficult topic that arose this week? And I did not find him. I looked for him after Mincha 1:30, and I found that he had Kabbalat Kal from 12:30 to 1 o'clock. Okay, usually you could try to catch him afterwards, after Mincha, after this. Kids, after lunch, I went and I dropped off my bags in the main building, and I was walking from the main building to Meir Sharm, to our building here, and halfway there I realized that I'm holding my coat. But it was very interesting that I was holding my coat because I was wearing my coat. So I wasn't holding my coat. I was holding somebody else's coat. Kids are okay. Well, I have to go back and put it on. Must be when I went to take my bags that were hanging on a hook, I picked off the guy's coat. And I wasn't even thinking. I just took a minute. Kids, I went back to the place where I took the coat from and hung it up. I just wanted to make sure that I put it back in the right place. So I looked to see, maybe there's a phone number for the person there. As I'm coming there to check to see whether or not there's a phone number for the person who comes walking down the aisle, Rabbi Yom Finkel, Shlito, Morna Mashkiach. So, I grabbed him. But that was my Ois Min HaShemayim that I was supposed to meet him. So I asked him, should I discuss what happened this week? So he says, yeah, there's maybe a shout. Some people say yes, some people say no. He says, you could, but it should be done with Chachma. It's always, you know, when sometimes you have to discuss things, but it should be done with Chachma. So, I can't even speak because I'm so mufka from even all the hak. But the nekuda that we could take out is, it says, Harei Saita Bekukula Yazar Asri Min Yayim. Rashi says, Saita Daf Beza Maralaf, he says, Harei Saita Bekukula. Bekukula means, Vinivula Ubeboishto. That, Vinivula Ubeboishto. Come on here. No. Okay. Sarah. Vinivula Beboishta Ichshe Menavler Eita. Rashi says, "How the Menavler? Kamoish Kediktan Rivasnison." Oh, Shkoyach. Just want to read the Rashi because it's Medukta Ketiv. In Rashi says, "What is the kilkel that we're referring to with the Seita? The kilkel that we're referring to with the Seita is not referring to the fact that she blew up." The kilko of the Saita, Rei Sabbat Kula, Binivulo Ubeboishto, Shemenav Lenaiso, Kediktani Masnisen, Kosher Hevel Malamidadeh. This is something that happened was before she actually drank the water. We have no idea whether or not she's Chayev, we have no idea whether or not she's Pater. We're only going to find that afterwards. But the very fact that it came to such a massive of a Rei Saita Bikukulo, then Yazar Atzmeni Yain. If a woman was able to get to such a point, even at the end of the day, maybe she's a Tzadekis and she's going to be Zeicha to all the brachas that it says. But right now, she's in such a matziv, then a person has to take the lesson. Rav Volber would always say, he says that we see from Chazal, that different than what is often minig ha'olam, is that when something happens, somebody does something and everybody's talking about it, how could it be? Look at the school system, look at the community, look at what happened and how could it be? That's not what Chazal say, that when something like that happens, you have to point the finger at yourself. What does that mean? Isn't that l'chor the biggest deterrent is that you person sees the Seita being misnaval in the Beis HaMikdosh, that's the biggest deterrent not to come to such a thing. No. Chazal say fakir. A person has to realize that Ribbono Shel'olam gave everybody nisyonos, and Ribbono Shel'olam gave everybody yetzer hara. And you have to know that if you see somebody that got to such a matziv, then you have to make sure that you don't get to such a matziv. We have no idea whether or not she's guilty or she's innocent. That's not the nekuda. That's mamash not the nekuda. The nekuda is what we have to take for ourselves. The nekuda that we have to take for ourselves is that we have to make a darm that we shouldn't come to such a matzav. We should never come to such a matzav that we should have even a suffix. Shouldn't be schor schor lekarmel sikrof. Not to even come to such a matzav. And it's especially in today's day and age, it's very easy to come to such a matzav. Biti harbi yayin oise, harbi tzchoik oise, like Chazal say. With a little bit of yayin, a little bit of tzchoik, a little bit of all types of drugs and all types of scenarios and all types of social medias and all types of who knows what that we have. It's so easy to come, and a person has to make not one gedar, not 10 gedarim, he has to make 100 gedarim. He has to make sure that he doesn't come to such a matzav, that it shouldn't be even a svek sveiko. It shouldn't be ever, by him it shouldn't be such a tzad. Him gedar yishav le'yamin. Person never knows, and a person can never trust himself. Right? What does that mean? I have no idea what it means. I don't know what it means, but that's what Chazal say. That 8 years of seeing nisim and nifloyes, seeing ayin ba'ayin, nira Hashem aleichem, mamesh in the Beis Hamikdash. But at the end, nasa tzaduki. The person has to make sure that he shouldn't come to such a matzev. He shouldn't come to a matzev where there's ever. And anything that could be to mischazik in yoni kedush, the mischazik in yoni tayr, to mischazik in yoni in whatever in yonim, a person should be in mischazik in that he shouldn't come to any sveikas, he shouldn't come to any sveikas. That's the first nekuda. And the second nekuda is that once again, not downing anybody. We can't like Rabbi Naaman was Mashgiach said to me, we can't down him. That's not the nekuda b'chol. We're not really. But a person has to realize that every person has nisyonis. Every person has nisyonis. Rabbi Shlom gives everybody nisyonis, even though we say altivinu de nisoyin. I once actually heard the Mashgiach say, speaking in Beitar, and he says we say altivinu de nisoyin le de vizoyin. He says altivinu de nisoyin, and if we fail the nisoyin, altivinu de vizoyin. Right? That shouldn't be. But that's really the nekuda, that every person has nisyonis, and every person has. And we can't understand everybody's nisyonis, and certainly alti don es chaveri ad shtigil makaymoi alti don yichidi. The Mishnah says shein don yichidi ela echor. Only Kadosh Baruch Hu be done. We have no idea. We don't. But a person has to realize that no matter what his situation is, there's ein shum yush b'olam klal. That is, there's never a matziv that a person should ever give up. We're not donning why. Once again, we neither need to clap ourselves. Whatever the situation is, a person has to realize that there's no matziv that the HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not willing to accept the person. There's no matziv that the person can't do tshuva. There is no such thing. That was the tain on Acher was that he heard Acher heard a bas kol yisim mikodesh hakadoshim that shuvu bonim shavim chutz miacher. And the tain on him was that he should have said afapikin, even though he heard min hashamayim that there's a pascal from the base kodesh hakadoshim, but there was a deterrent for the situation that he's put himself in. But there's never a situation where a person can't be chayzer b'tshuva. There's always a way out, and and a person has to realize that. And the truth is, there's actually a fascinating sharat tzion in chelik vav. When you get to Yom Kippur, fascinating Sharatzin in Yom Kippur, Hilchos Yom Kippur, the Sharatzin writes, why do we lay in Mafter Yoino by Mincha in Yom Kippur? So he says, so he says the Sharatim, what does that mean? The Kavanosam, long Sharatim. The Kavanosam, ki Adam Choshev Kama Pomim Liyayish Atatmai. A person thinks sometimes that he's Miyayish, he gives up. She'ain Yochel Asakin Beshum Oifen. There's no way that he can be Masak in this situation. Valkin is Naik Tomei Breifen Echon. That's why. This is not even, he got a certain matzav. This is the way that he is, and he can't change. This is the situation. If Yigzer lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu lamus, yomus. If Rebbeinu Shlom is good that he should die, he'll die. He's willing to accept it. He's willing to accept this. Avato yisu. Shesoyv dover yeh, kol mash HaKadosh Baruch Hu reitzi min nafshei shiyisakin, mukher chul yisakin. It's a pashat atoyis, because anything that Rebbeinu Shlom wants a person to be misakin, he's mukher to be misakin. V'yovei oid pam, upamayim loylam hazeh. And he'll come down once, he'll come down. If he leaves this world, and he hasn't finished his job, then it'll come down another time. And another time. That's why we have 6,000 years of Golas. We're waiting for everybody to be Misakim what they have to be Misakim. O Bal Korcho Yuchuch Lesakim. Valkim, says the Sharatzim, says the Mishnah Berurah. Loma Ze Kol Ha'oma Lomis Veliz Bol Chibot HaKever V'Shar Tzoros V'Lach Zorid Pam. So for what? To be Seve Bol Chibot HaKever and thus to the Tzoros and come back another time. V'Raya Mi Yerino Shakadosh Baruch Hu Ratzim Yitah Sheilich Mi Nabi Yehu Moim Baze. The Raya is from Yerino that Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted him to do something to be Sheleichim with Hashlichas to Ninvei. He refused. And he ran away to the Yam, to the place that he wouldn't be Mekabel in Nevuah, Kiyodua. After everything that went on, looked like there was no chance whatsoever. Right? When they took him and they threw him into the Yam, that was it. Yerna probably smiled a big smile. Right? Even though he said, Su'uni vitiluni min Yam, they say that the word that, what's the Su'uni vitiluni min Yam? Pick me up and throw me in. Su'uni, to chop another second of the life before I'm nifter. Su'uni, pick me up and then throw me in. First, I'd read another thing. But he says, that second that he was inside, we thought, that's it, it's all finished. V'ad elu yuchol yiskayim divar Hashem Yisbaruch. Mikol mokom yinu shasev dover ha yeshuot an Hashem Yisbaruch niskayim yeil chvi nabi. Kein hu ha'odom v'inyonov v'zeo sh'omer v'oviz v'ayyav tichacho yitzrcho shashol b'yis monetloch. The Yitzhara should not try to convince you that the grave is a safe haven. So every person has a job, and the job is going to get done whether it's this time around or next time around. And therefore, a person has to realize whatever the situation is, stam alimud. A person should never think, oh, this is the way that it is. This is the way that I'm being. This is the way that I'm acting. 75 years old, I'm not able to change. This is the way that we're doing things. Bechlal, what am I supposed to do? No. If this, I have to come back again, be misakin, be misakin. No, that's ridiculous. It's like I've heard mentioned many times in the past. I think it's a yisoid definitely for all relationships, but specifically for marriage. I heard this from a social worker. He's telling me that he works very much with second marriages, and very often a person comes inside and he's discussing with them, and the person is telling him the problems in the second marriage, and he says you should work on ABC, and the person tells him ABC. If I would have worked on that, I could have worked on that in the first marriage. He says, wake up and smell the coffee. If you don't work, you didn't work on the first marriage, and you're holding by the second. If you don't work on the second, you'll be holding by the third. So certain things have to be fixed. It's chaval to wait and to suffer and to go through and to suffer so much and to go through that. The yisrael for us is to al yafticha yitzcho shashol b'izmonetloch. So that, like we said before, that every person has the sameness, we're not dining, but know that there's no matziv. Ein shum yush b'olam klal is emes la'amita shel tero, and person that is interested in it, in being masakin, ein davar shem rifnei rotzein, v'aretz letar masayin oisein.